We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Infowars.com and this radio show and my entire team has an incredible responsibility now more than ever. The traffic on the site is, quite frankly, scary. Tens of millions a day pouring in to Infowars.com alone right now, instead of a million a day or so, as is normally there. So quite a responsibility. Friends, family are calling me, pointing out all the discrepancies that they see in all of this. But Forbes has an article out saying, we don't want to hear about conspiracy theories because it feels so good to have gotten the bad guys. In fact, guys, I forgot to print that article. Will you print me Glenn Beck Doesn't Know America? Click news, it comes up. Because Glenn Beck says he's coming out tomorrow with devastating info to the White House concerning the Saudi Arabian youth. And, of course, we've already found that the Saudi Arabian papers are reporting, whether it's true or not, that he has a bunch of family members on their terrorist list that's pretty hard to get on. Only 85 people on it in the terror capital, Saudi Arabia. And Beck's like, I've got this that will bring down the White House Monday. Well, we have it today. And, of course, we had it Friday up on Infowars.com. And look, I don't know if this Saudi Arabian's connected to anything, but I know this. There is a massive cover-up. Big Sis on Friday, or was it Thursday, said, oh, Drudge Report has no credibility. We're not planning to deport him. And now it's come out in mainstream news, not just Fox News, that he's set to be deported Tuesday, and that Michelle Obama visited him, and the Saudi ambassador dropped by in a really secret meeting, but it got basically exposed. It's called a walkthrough meeting where it's not on record. I mean, they're acting really suspicious, and it's Saudi Arabians in the past that have been used as the terror cell controllers in these provocateur events. In fact, let me show listeners something here. If you're watching on TV, if not, just type in MI6 Agent 7/7 bombings. Terror expert, London bombings mastermind is MI6 Agent. That's Infowars.com from 2005, August 2nd. But our article is just a London Telegraph blurb. And then we have the Fox News clip right there in our article. 7/7 London bomber was MI6, a SWAT, and he was protected. And he reportedly ran the patsies who thought they were part of a drill. Oh, and we had a drill on the London bombing, which witnesses talked about, which the video confirms was going on right at the finish line with all these military contractors and people right where the bomb goes off. And again, I'm not saying they're involved. When you've studied these past ops, they create all these fallbacks and confusion. Now, you add to this that the younger Tsarnaev brother, it climbs out of the boat, and minutes later has a tracheotomy and can't talk, and is now in critical condition. Dead men tell no tales, and now it's in the news they're drugging him, because the hospital staff aren't on the globalist payroll. They need to keep him drugged till they say he's okay, and then he's going to be taken to a black site, and he'll be given, I mean, you can give people amnesiac drugs that are easy to get with his prescription where they'll do whatever you want. You can say, walk off this cliff and give somebody four or five Halcyon, they will. That's the stuff they give you to rip your wisdom teeth out. You don't have to be put under, but they can do a lot of surgeries. In fact, they do some plastic surgeries with drugs like that now where you're actually awake while you're getting a breast implant job or whatever. So all of that is going on, and I'm just struggling here to try to go over it all. There's so many inconsistencies, so many issues, so many things happening. But the big news on the Saudi Arabian youth that the White House is acting so secretive about and sneaky about is that the Saudi Arabian newspapers that we have linked up at Infowars.com are reporting that he's from a very wealthy, powerful family, obviously, and has family on the terror watch list. And just a lot of other stuff. So it's all coming up today. And then we're going to look at CISPA that actually passed the House that is Russian or Chinese-style net censorship. And that's CBS News' comment on it.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love isn't leave the freeway. Its fashion will ride as the cities fly by. The taillights dissolve in the coming of night.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 21st day of April 2013 on this live Sunday edition. And today we're going to delve into the world of synthetic manufactured terrorism and who's behind it, who stands to gain in the war on liberty worldwide. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Where should I start today? Where should I start? I think I should start with this article out of the Hollywood Reporter. Again, Alex Jones here, your host. Thank you for joining us today. FCC blesses Red Sox player F-bomb. He spoke from the heart video. So normally there'd be a giant fine on the network that aired it, and then that would be passed on by the players' union and the league to David Ortiz. Emotional Fenway Park speech included the line, "This is our effing city." But the government, the FCC, is deciding that's okay. Now, quite frankly, I think it is okay. But you cannot then ever fine anybody else for cussing during a family program like baseball. As American as baseball and apple pie. Do you have a F this over apple pie and baseball? Do you do that at grandma's house? No, you go to a bar and talk like that. Or you do that on sailing ships, okay, if you're in the Navy. And again, I'm not obsessed over people cussing, but I'm sick of selective enforcement because I'm not a person that uses a lot of profanity unless I slam my hand in a door or something. Then you will hear some. But we have to sit here and have a whole person hired just to stand over a delay button. And then we'll be hung out to dry and our affiliates will if somebody gets a cuss word out. What if they're emotional? Again, this is the essence of tyranny, is when things are selectively enforced. We have a county district attorney. Now the film's been released of her restrained, drunk, spitting on people, driving down the wrong side of the road. And the Democratic Party here in Austin, Texas, says she will stay in office and she is above the law. She had right at three times, right below three times the legal limit. And again, if I drink two beers and drive home, they'll take me to jail. But she's above the law. So, again, this is the type of stuff I'm talking about. And why did I start this incredibly important broadcast off with something kind of tertiary and tabloid like that? Because Glenn Beck, who basically, and I'm proud of this, you know, gets his show pretty much every day, most of it from my broadcast, that and Oprah Winfrey, kind of mixes some of that in. Here is the Forbes article out today. Glenn Beck just doesn't get America's strong character. And it goes on in the article to say, well, Glenn Beck says he has proof the White House is covering up for Saudi Arabian connected to terror groups. And the Saudi Arabian papers are reporting that this gentleman does have connections to top-listed terrorists over there in Saudi Arabia. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if this is a rabbit trail, a distraction, whatever. But Glenn says he'll release that big bombshell info tomorrow. Now, obviously, Glenn, who attacked me earlier in the week for saying that there's evidence of false flag by someone, some other group involved in this, not just these lone people, there's lots of different types of false flags. Must have noticed that we're getting, let's not exaggerate, 15, 16 extra million visitors a day just to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, you go to Alexa.com and look at the traffic. It's like five times, it's about 10 times the previous record traffic we've had. So obviously the whole country, everybody I know, friends, family, people that have disagreed with me, I was at Barton Springs under a tree, with a towel over my head because I didn't want to be, you know, in the sun, listening to people. And they were all talking about how they didn't believe the official story and they knew about Oklahoma City being an inside job and Terrence Yakey, the cop that discovered it, who was murdered. And then I would talk to the people and they didn't even know who I was, which is good news. They already knew about all this stuff One group was a bunch of military people, special operations with their wives, and they were all talking. I mean, there is a buzz on the street about this. Now, Forbes says, we don't care what evidence you have of other groups being involved. Americans love a win. It's like, man, our team beat the Muslim team, beat the Al-Qaeda team. Our team won. You killed three people, including an eight-year-old boy. And you know what? Our police went in there and set up martial law. And that's what we like. The whole city locked down, door-to-door searches, which actually kept the population from finding the guy. And then after the prison lockdown happened, martial law, that's what it is. Don't come out of your house or we'll shoot you. A citizen found one of the guys hiding in a boat under a tarp. After the, quote, lockdown, that's what martial law is. Don't come out of your house or we'll bust a cap in your butt. That's what it is. And it was just a giant, ridiculous exercise in planting the flag on the Republic, violating posse comitatus, all of it. And the system says, hey, America, you had your big win. So the baseball player, he can cuss in front of millions of little kids watching. Of course, if your kid repeats that in school, he'll be suspended or expelled or in some cases arrested. But that's okay, because this is about feeling like we won and attaching this win. This big win to the police state and worshiping the government. You know, on average, even middle-sized cities have spent, under Homeland Security grants the last few years, you can look it up, $15 million per city for up to four, Austin bought three of them, highly expensive robots to disarm non-existent bombs. But the Pentagon and Homeland Security says, don't worry, it's going to be an everyday occurrence. Every town in America will be attacked by IEDs, improvised explosive devices. And I've been saying, gee, folks, this is a more than $20 billion a year rollout just for robots for four big defense contractors. Do you think somebody stands to gain by provocateuring or setting a bomb? And then I was reading where 8 years ago, Boston got $2 billion over 3 years of taxpayer money, Homeland Security money, money they take from us instead of the feds, to put high-tech cameras in. Now the answer is more cameras, they're saying. Peter King and other congressmen are saying that's the answer. Now, if you do the math, they've spent, wait for it, guess how much the New York Times, you can pull this up, reports that in 11 years has been spent on cameras alone in the United States, $82 billion. $2 billion in Boston. $80 plus billion when terrorism kills less people every year than honeybee stings, dog attacks, football injuries. Go look it up. I mean, I've done whole reports on this showing you dying from terrorism is over 100 places down. Falling in your bathtubs in the top 15. Thousands die. But you would believe that the end of the world was happening because of the way they show the emotion. There's a reason the Pentagon has pushed media not to show a 2,000-pound bomb being dropped on a wedding and killing a couple hundred people and little kids' arms and legs blown around, even in black and white, infrared, or FLIR. There's a reason they don't want you to. There's a reason they don't want flag draped coffins being seen. They don't want to personalize all that. Or you never hear about more troops commit suicide now than die in combat. What is it, like one out of six now commit suicide? Or saw a number even higher than that. Oh, no, forget about that. Let's not personalize each and every one of them and talk about how they're made to serve five, six, seven tours, given deadly vaccines, put on all these drugs. Let's just emotionalize all this. So, okay, big win against Al-Qaeda. Here's the New York Times. Terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. Here's another one. Al Jazeera. U.S. approves additional $123 million aid to Syria. And they go on to admit, but they say it's good because Al Jazeera loves it. So does Saudi Arabia, you know, that basically Al Jazeera promotes. The TV network Al Jazeera says, oh yeah, most of the money goes to certified Al-Qaeda who actually fly Al-Qaeda flags, and our government's given them 10,000 heat-seeking missiles. Oh, you want more? Terror expert, London bombing's mastermind is MI6 asset. Oh, a Saudi Arabian, a SWAT from a big, powerful family handled the supposed bombers who thought they were part of a drill. That's Fox News, AP Reuters, London Telegraph, from 2005. See, I know what I'm looking for because I've seen it about 1,000 times.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So the government that stands to gain from having terror attacks so they can grab more power, violate more liberties, pose as our saviors, while they destroy our liberties and rob the Treasury blind of $85 billion a month, transferred now for the last few years to offshore banks. Oh, but that's not news. Oh, look, the scary men blew up three people. Give up all your rights. We'll protect you. Believe us. We told you about WMDs in Iraq, and Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Let me explain something. Our government, in the last 2.5 years, on record, has given over $1 billion to real al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other countries to invade from three sides into Syria, who attack nobody, and they are burning down churches and mosques and cutting Christians' heads off and killing Jews. On record, every week, the photos, the videos, and the foreign press, it is unprecedented. And they don't even deny that NATO runs al-Qaeda. And again, here's the Al Jazeera headline. U.S. approves additional, this is every few months I see this, 123 million aid to Syrian rebels who are led by al-Qaeda. Look that up. L.A. Times, Associated Press. And then I've got the New York Times. Terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. It goes on to say every major foil plot or plot that took place in the last 12 years since 9/11, the FBI knew who they were, handled them, and then gave them the weapons and then let them do it. I mean, there are real crazies out there. My point is, I don't lose my Bill of Rights and Constitution because you go out and do this so you get more power. I mean, the FBI's been run by La Cosa Nostra from the beginning. I mean, J. Edgar Hoover was on record. You know, they had all those photos of him and stuff and gambling at the horse races and dressed up like, you know, Mabe West and everything. And they told him on record. He said in the 50s there was no such thing as organized crime. Now you know how stupid that is. He called it a conspiracy theory. So this is what's going on. I mean, I just read to you Al Jazeera, New York Times. Let me keep going. What am I getting at here? Our government has now given, and this is what's admitted in the last 20 years in the stands, in Chechnya and all these other places where these brothers come from to destabilize Russia. Basically like Texas or something. It's right there in Russia's belly. Over $1 billion again in just the last few years. The number's not known in the last 20 years. And most of that's covert, so we don't know. And here it is. Brothers, the brothers, Tsarnaev, or however you pronounce it, inspired by Chechen warlord on State Department payroll. And we have the articles up on Infowars.com. Mainstream news going, yeah, they got radicalized by this guy. The Russians came to the FBI 2 years ago to get it on record and said, we want you to go interrogate these guys that are going back and forth and hanging out with these extremists who are attacking us, by the way. Turned out the FBI was handling them 5 years ago. Oh, and here's the big smoking gun for all of you. And people are asking, hey, what's Alex getting at? I'm just giving you the information. I don't know exactly what's going on here. All I know is, every time there's a terror attack, whether it's 7/7, the London bombing, or this, CIA, FBI, MI6 agents are running the people. I just read to you Fox News from 2005 with Loftus, the FBI former top counterterrorism head, on there, but John Loftus, we need to get him back on, explaining that MI6 basically ran the attacks. And why would they do that? Gee, I don't know. If MI6 gets to double in size, do you think people in the organization get pay raises? I mean, that isn't hard to figure out. And then they get to take everybody's rights and spy on everybody. And folks, there's literally hundreds of these. They declassified Operation Gladio, part of it, about a decade ago in Italy. Germany declassified some. The U.S. declassified a little bit. Over 200 bombings NATO carried out, most of the time with U.S. troops, planting bombs all over Europe to blame it on political enemies. I mean, if you wanted to set somebody up, folks, go blow something up. I'm not saying do that. I'm saying you would go blow something up and frame them. It's called a government frame-up of a group they want to go after. But in this case, they say it's Muslims, so people go, yay, get the Muslims. Now, the government's bringing in Muslims as fast as they can. The target is you. You are the target. Your tax money, everything. So my frustration here, here are the headlines. Group linked to the brothers. Pairs specially trained for attack. No doubt brothers not acting alone. Two from Kazakhstan in custody. Boston mayor acted alone. He still hadn't gotten the dumb mayor is still, he's not in on it. He's still going with like Wednesday's PR that it was a lone. They were going to come out and say it was a lone right winger, remember? Oh, we've got word from Axelrod, it's a right winger. But we exposed all the patsies with all those video and photos right before the bombing where you got feds just surrounding, all looking in on three different groups of patsies. The Saudi Arabian patsies, might have been the handlers. The Chechnya patsies, so you got the and then the redneck patsies, all there with their identical black backpacks with the silver stripes on them that we then have the shattered wreckage of. And you were going to go with that, but it got screwed up, didn't it? And I'm risking my life to bring you this information. You think it freaks the system out to have 15, 16 million people a day now? A day accessing this information. By the way, that's just on one of my websites. Do you think they're happy right now? I can't even believe what's happening right now. But if you go to drudgereport.com, group linked to the brothers, oh, out of Chechnya, and then in plain view, that group is a creation for 20 years on record. We have a whole article by Kurt Nimmo filled with scores of links to mainstream news and from the White House's own admissions and the Justice Department that they're funding the people that reportedly train these guys. That's what I've always explained here. When I say a false flag, it doesn't mean that somebody doesn't go on an Israeli bus and really blow people up. It doesn't mean somebody doesn't really blow up U.S. troops in Afghanistan. But the up the chain, there's big globalists that want to control America and Europe, big mega banks that are sucking us dry, who are funding radical Muslim extremists. Mohammad Karzai, globalist creation, big corrupt guy. He comes out, though, and says, listen, I just want my country back. You're running Al-Qaeda and Taliban and blowing up your own bases. Stop it. And see, I don't just believe Karzai. That's a fact. That's a fact. Right after 9/11, all the major news reported the airlift of evil. Why did 40,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders captured by U.S. troops get flown out to safety into Pakistan to destabilize the next country? They don't, when I say inside job, it doesn't even mean Bush or Obama specifically are running it. They're just teleprompter readers. Above government are these multinational interlocking, there are of 100 biggest economies. Look this up. More than 50 or corporations. They're most of the biggest corporations are bigger than governments. And they stand to gain out of fear. Okay, so when I get back, I'm going to go through the timeline. Because, folks, they ran a drill bigger than Dallas. They were on it. They were all around it, and they weren't trying to stop it. I'll tell you why they run drills when we come back, to create a smoke screen so if they catch the operatives, they say it's a drill. These guys are double, triple agents. That's what the Israeli news is saying as well. I said this back on Wednesday before they were even announced.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Remember the Harlem Shake a few months ago, the big hit that we're the terroristas? Well, the female roommate had terrorista on the license plate, and then the Mercedes they reportedly stole said terrorist on the license plate. This wasn't obvious. Let me drop a bombshell on you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me drop a bombshell on you right now. You notice the FBI came out and said, here are the images, here's the video of these guys. Help us find them. Help us find them on Thursday. And now it turns out 5 years ago, they'd been casing them, having meetings, visiting their parents. 2 years ago, it's on record because the Russians called up and said, who are you sending over from the State Department? We want to file a formal complaint about these guys and have them looked into as terrorists. Like Russia doesn't know the State Department is sending over jihadis into Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Chechnya, you name it. I mean, this is all on record. The guy they got their orders from is U.S. government funded. Man, I'm sure sick of like Bin Laden CIA and this guy over here in Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan and this other guy in Chechnya. Duko Umarov, described as Russia's Bin Laden. And you know what? I drive to a highway checkpoint and cops want to search my car. We're looking for terrorists. I'm like, hey, the government actually runs them. Shut up, traitor. Get out of the car. It's all just a big excuse for a power grab. We're the TSA in downtown Austin where you live. We're searching your bags without a warrant. As if a real terrorist just wouldn't come to the whole place where they had a checkpoint and blow that up. They had 400 troops. They had 2,000 police, most of them at the finish line. It's like every fifth person's a cop or a military person. And then they couldn't stop the bombing. So the message is, you cannot protect me, no matter how scary the media makes it. Sure, it's one of the rarest forms of death, but it's scary. And you better be glad the government's spying on you without warrants, because Al-Qaeda's going to get you. And now it's the terrorist out of the stands. It's the terrorist out of Chechnya. And I'm like, hey, here's 50 news articles. Here's the State Department funding the group that supposedly attacked us. They're like, shut up, traitor. You're just mad America. Beat them Muslims. And I'm like, America? You mean the country conquered by foreign banks that is openly dominating the world and smart bombing everybody to take their resources that we don't even get? Oh, but don't worry. Did you see the video and the photos of the second brother, the little one standing up in the boat, and then 5 minutes later, he's trached and is in critical condition and he'll never be able to talk again. And now they're saying he's sedated so that the hospital workers aren't bothered. Oh, yeah. And his dad's getting over here as fast as he can, saying intelligence agencies were handling his kids. Well, we know that. I don't just believe his dad. I've seen photos of these guys. He was at school while all this happened, still playboying around. His brother was like a playboy guy, wasn't a Muslim. He was hired to infiltrate radical Muslims, and he was sent to multiple Islamo-controlled countries or regions in the belly of Russia. And that's all on record. Just like a SWAT, look up, MI6 agent ran 7/7 bombings, and you'll get Fox, AP, London Telegraph. Look, this is not me saying this. I have a memory. I live this over and over and over, and then they go, Alex says the firefighters blew up the World Trade Center. Alex says our government did it. No, criminal globalist combines are funding radical Muslims and putting them in charge all over the world. Libya, Syria, they're using Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. I'm no fan of what Iran does, but they are using five different Al-Qaeda groups to attack Iran. They're turning Libya over to them, Syria, giving them 10,000 heat-seeking missiles. And you watch, when they blow up our aircraft with heat-seeking missiles, they're going to set up checkpoints down the highway miles away from airports saying everybody's a suspect. And you'll go, but wait, it was in the news. Our government gave them the heat-seekers. Shut up, traitor. You conspiracy theorist? Oh, no, I have a stack of mainstream news. Shut up. Shut up, young American. We're going to blow the hell out of them Muslims, and you are trying to cover up for them. And I'm like, no. Hey, the Red Sox said this is our effing town. That's all that matters. I'm feeling real good right now. And then meanwhile, I can't go to the kite festival without the National Guard wanting to search my bags in Austin, Texas. As if a real terrorist wouldn't just drive up to the line where they're searching people and blow that up. They cannot protect you. Listen, let's get this straight. This is all security theater. They cannot and they will not protect you. The only thing that will protect us is the original Homeland Security, every citizen being armed. Since gun ownership has exploded, more than doubled since 1990, crime rates have dropped 49% nationwide, and the government doesn't want you to know those FBI crime stats. Can you guys roll those for TV viewers from FBI.gov? You're like, I thought the government lies. Those are local numbers all compiled. The best stats out there. Now, don't worry, though. His throat has been trached, and he's drugged now. This is mainstream news. And they say they're going to torture him. You know, it's time to torture, they're saying in the news. Yeah, so the teenager tells the truth. totally set up. Let me, I said this on Monday before it even happened, before my show had even ended, the weekday show, 11 to 2 Central. I said, if they want you to be part of any drill saying you're going to be fighting terrorists by doing this drill, they're going to set you up. Not all the time, but sometimes. You're going to end up carrying a bag to quote, test security, and they're going to blow you up. And all they got to have is one globalist operative in a giant city, county, federal drill where 99% of people are patriots trying to protect America. Because I know these troops, I know these bomb squad people, they're off. People I know are driving up to Temple and Waco to get blood for this fertilizer plant. Yeah, these are people that really think they're fighting for America. But you can insert a couple of operatives to load real explosives into the bombs during the drill. Then the double, triple agents, as the Israelis are reporting, they find out they're being set up. They have a firefight. Now, let me give you the timeline here. So you have the bombing happen on Monday, and then the entire media says it's going to be right-wingers, it's going to be veterans, it's going to be gun owners. And then we, on Wednesday, get all the photos showing all these special forces and military and people all around where the bombs go off, and Saudi Arabians and what looks like McVeigh cutouts and all this. So they say, we've arrested the suspect. And they go, oh, now we didn't arrest the suspect. And then they shut down the courthouse where the guys had to get the media out, declare an emergency, and have the military drive off with whoever they supposedly had. Simultaneously, you've got Saudi Arabians that we pointed out with bags right where the bomb went off. We're not saying they did it, and we're saying they should be looked at. Turns out the White House is having secret meetings with the head Saudi foreign minister. That's the head ambassador, and that's like super high power about this. Turns out Michelle Obama is quietly visiting him secretly. Turns out they're acting very, very suspicious, and you've got Glenn Beck running around now saying, I'm going to release what's really happening. Well, we have the information at InfoWars.com. This Saudi young man, whether he's a patsy or not, reportedly is very wealthy, connected to the royal family. I mean, shoot, yeah, he has like foreign ministers visiting him at the hospital. This guy has six members of his family that are on the 85-person terrorist watch list. That's being reported by Saudi Arabian newspapers. Now, just like after 9/11, and they call it a conspiracy theory, thinking you were dumb, Miami Herald, ABC News, they flew out hundreds of the bin Laden family in the 3 days after 9/11 when all of their air traffic was grounded. They would be loaded on the planes and flown out and not questioned. Because they're worth tens of billions of dollars and they're connected to the royal family of Saudi Arabia. And again, I'm not even saying Saudi Arabia did this. But if 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, are they going to attack Greenland or Iceland or maybe Canada? I mean, maybe I should bring a globe in here when we come back. I should spin it because, you know, when Saudi Arabia does something, we attack somebody else. So bring me the globe. I'll spin the globe on TV. I'll tell radio listeners and I will call for the U.S. government to nuke the country or ocean. It may be a coral reef. It's the fish fault. And we will attack them just like we did Iraq. You know, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that we're not in Kansas anymore. And I'm going to go over the fact that the FBI knew exactly who these guys were. The key intel's coming up.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Waging war on corruption.
All right, I'm going to give the number out at the end of the hour, take a few segments of calls, then we're going to look at SOPA and CISPA and all these internet censorship bills that they're trying to ram through. One of them passed the House on Friday. Even CBS CNET News calls it Russian-style censorship, the Patriot Act for the web. But if you're a TV viewer watching us at InfoWars.com/listen, the audio and video streams are there, you'll see I have a globe here. And last time Saudi Arabia was reportedly involved in an attack on America, it was a lot deeper than that, we attacked Iraq. So let me just spin the globe. I'll close my eyes, and I will then touch a place, and I will call for the nuking. Okay. Wow, that is bizarre. I actually just basically pointed at the place I was going to say. Now, that's basically in the stands or a little bit east of that. That's actually pretty close to where I was saying nuke them. Wow. So I guess nuke southern Russia. because our government funded terrorists to go attack them, and then some of those terrorists the U.S. government trained came back and bombed us. Here, let's spin again. Where is the host of The Price is Right? Or what's the one where they spin the wheel? Wheel of Fortune. I actually met her once when I was in California. Can't remember her name. Here we go. I'll spin the Wheel of Fortune, and then I will touch it. Okay, we're going to nuke the Canary Current off the coast of Africa. That's who did it. The Canary Current is to blame, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's, you know, Saudi Arabia supposedly attacks us. Blow up Iraq. Kill a million of them people. Yeah, America. Let's cuss at the baseball game. We're tough. You mess with us, we blow up your country. Here, spin it again. Let's attack the Southern Hemisphere. Okay, Australia. Nuke Australia. They actually had an Australian film crew once. You can find this on YouTube. Go out, and the Australian film crew asked Americans in San Diego, because they had this listed, they called this country Al-Qaeda on a map. They said, should we nuke them? They attacked America. And everyone they talked to in San Diego said, yes, nuke Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda stand. They said, Al-Qaeda lives here. And they all said, kill them. So again, that's why the globalists stage the terror attacks, because they think you're a complete moron. All right? That's why they think they're safe to do all of this, is because they think you're fools. I mean, look at this. Boston Marathon bombs. The brothers interviewed by the FBI in 2011, they've been following them since 2005. But here's the big news. I want to see if new listeners are smart enough. I'm not being condescending to figure this out. The FBI put videos and photos out saying, we don't know who these people are. Please help us identify them. And it turns out the two brothers had been flying back and forth to areas where the State Department is funding the very Al-Qaeda groups against Russia that supposedly trained them. And you could even see in the videos the FBI agents talking into their earpieces as they walk by watching them. So again, they had a drill. This is probably what happened. To make sure that police saw so many black backpacks with the National Guard and Navy SEALs in plain clothes with black backpacks, part of the drill, which is now confirmed that they tried to deny, that a real bomb could be slipped through. And that's why you do a drill. They did a drill on 7-7 of the exact trains and exact bus attacked at the exact same time. Wait for it, at the exact same location. Don't believe me? Go to YouTube and type in 7-7 drills. You'll get BBC and ITN with the head of Scotland Yard admitting running drills of the exact same place, exact same time being attacked, Peter Powers. And again, it's like, well, why would he tell on himself? He probably wasn't involved. He's hired to run a drill, and then, oh, man, again, I've seen how they do this over and over again. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the toll-free number. I want to give the number out for you to be able to call in. We're going to open the phone system up right now. Got the phone system turned on in there? It is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Again, that is 877-789-2539. 2539. You know, I could air Fox News Napolitano on Freedom Watch last year talking about FBI staging terror attacks. I could air local Fox affiliate Swan, Ben Swan covering it. And I could air Dan Rather admitting the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and gave him the detonators. In fact, I will later at least air Dan Rather. And by the way, he whitewashed it. The Ahmad Salam, Egyptian CIA asset, didn't want to go to prison. And he said, look, I'm not even really a Muslim. I'm a secular guy. You gave him a real bomb, real detonators. You're going to let him bomb this. He recorded the FBI. He was the handler of the bombers, who both had like 75 IQs and were on welfare. Idiots. Went to a crazy mosque with a guy saying, blow everybody up. Not saying these people weren't real crazies. But the FBI enabled them and then let the bombing of the World Trade Center go forward. That even came out in the New York Times. I mean, I watch MI6 double agent Saudi over the patsies on 7-7. Over 100 of these events. Again, New York Times, terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. This is, because here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm the target. You're the target. They use all this to take our liberties. Let's go over some of these headlines. Boston Marathon bombs, the brothers interviewed by FBI in 2011, but they're showing you photos of them saying, we don't know who they are. Help us identify them, not help us find them. Who are these people? Oh, you don't know who your little pet projects are, and you're so dumb you release videos showing feds in doorways watching them as they walk by? And again, I predicted Monday. I said there'll be a drill. There'll be multiple groups there, four or five groups, just like Oklahoma City. They'll probably try to go with right-wingers, and they had a right-winger arrested, but dropped the whole thing. And here's the deal. Be glad they moved on to the Muslim scapegoat, because they want a civil war in this country, folks, and want to go after gun owners. Homeland Security says gun owners and veterans and libertarians and Republicans are the new terrorists. Christians are the new terrorists. You've seen that in mainstream news. They want to flip the branding, but they got so panicked by what we did at Infowars.com and Drudge Report carrying our articles that they, because the Democrats love to brag. They're like, well, it's a right winger. They've arrested him. Get ready. Press conference. It got canceled because you couldn't have us announcing who your patsy was before you rolled him out, even though we had the photos, didn't you? And we need your prayers, folks, because they are hopping mad. Believe me. They do not like the fact our reporter took over all three press conferences and that Michael Savage agreed. Yeah, it's good that InfoWars said, why were there all these drills and why were all these troops right around the bomb? Was Obama involved? Governments from the czars to Hitler to the Japanese government have all been caught staging events as a pretext to take liberty. Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Ajax, Northwoods, Gladio. It just got declassified last year that Bobby Kennedy wanted to blow up the U.S. embassy in Honduras as an excuse to invade, but his brother, who was a good guy, said no to the attorney general. That's New York Times. Of course governments stage stuff so they can... I mean, Emperor Palpatine stages attacks on himself to declare martial law in Star Wars. That's a kid's movie. Can people figure this out? You want to take over? Nero wanted to take over and purge the Christians. They were getting too popular. He burned down part of Rome and blamed what he burned on the Greek area and blamed it on the Christians. And then they threw the Christians for the next year to the lions. And it turned out he wanted to expand his palace into that Greek area. I mean, it's the oldest. You ever heard of a frame up? That's what this is. Let's get it. FBI interviewed dead Boston bombing suspect years ago. Glenn Beck says Obama is covering up truth of Boston bombing. Yeah, I don't know how to build stuff up. I mean, I just give it to you. It's up on Infowars.com that the guy that we first pointed out, not saying he did anything, was on DrudgeReport.com. Then Beck talks to his sources, puts out an article that Drudge also linked to under us, saying update. And right there, they talked to their sources, which I know they have, saying he was a person of interest and was connected to shady people. Now it's in the Saudi press that six of his family are listed as terrorists by the Saudi government. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's in the news. Let me tell you something. I don't link to something until it's in the news. I know a lot of stuff I don't go to until somebody else reported it because it's in. They're sitting in that tree. Glenn Beck's info on Obama bombing cover-up released early by Infowars.com. Up on Infowars.com right now. And it goes on to say his family has six Saudi terrorists in the family, to quote foreign press. Why government should be the first suspect in any terror attack, that's up there. Dead man tell no tales video. This is what a police state looks like. And it's all up there, ladies and gentlemen, Infowars.com and our backup auxiliary site. If you can't get on Infowars.com, this traffic slowed down to only 5 million visitors a day right now from 16 million. You can go to prisonplanet.com. And our Twitter is RealAlexJones. And we got a bunch of Facebooks, too. It's all linked right now at prisonplanet.com. Second hour, your calls, and the attack on internet freedom coming up. Never forget, don't let a good crisis go to waste, as the White House chief counsel said.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so there is a major White House cover-up of this Saudi person. They may be doing that just because he's connected to royalty, but his family is hooked in heavy to the globalist. Notice how Saudi Arabia runs all the terrorists, but they're never attacked because the globalists need the terrorism as a pretext for all these wars. And to play off Sunni and Shiite. Let's go to James in Michigan, and we're going to continue with all this news as we move forward. James, thanks for calling in. You're on the air, sir.
Hello, Alex. Good show today so far.
Thank you. What do you think of so far? You have anything to add?
Yeah. I mean, it looks really suspicious, but my cousin found some information. He's trying to get it to you. He wrote an article adding more information that this could be drills being run during the marathon.
Well, there was no doubt. I mean, witnesses on record, track coaches, you name it, said they were told a drill. Don't worry about the bags. It's just a drill, which they used to make everybody stand down. Everybody was told show up with a black backpack so the real backpack could make it in.
Exactly. And it, apparently, if you look up, the title is, Was the Boston Bombing a Dry Run Disaster Gone Live? He's got information in there, links to articles that say that they've been using the marathon for dry run disasters since about 2007.
All right, we're going to type that in right now. Was bombing a dry run disaster? But guys, I forgot to print it. Debka file is from an Israeli perspective. It's a bunch of Mossad guys and Shin Bet, but I found it to be pretty accurate and even critical of Israel, quite frankly. Because, you know, that's the only coin there is being accurate out there. They say he's a double agent, that it was a drill, and that he used the operation to set him up. But it's above that. Of course, the guys involved, the Navy SEALs, the National Guard, the bomb squad weren't involved. They're all standing around. Their body language is they're shocked. We've got hundreds of these high-def photos and dozens of videos. I'm not saying they're suspects. But whoever arranged the drills did it so this could happen. And, of course, it's a double cross, but it may even be a double cross of these guys. We don't know if any of this is true. We just know all the things that have been present at the other events. If there wasn't a drill at this, and if there wasn't evidence of the drill, and then the cover-up of the drill, and then him being fined, and then tracheotomy, and he can't talk, and all these other points, and they tried to blame right-wingers, I would say, okay, real crazies attacked us. And then I'd say, let's not give up our rights for three dead. Honeybees kill 200-plus. But it has all the signs. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. They can use the drill. The website is Victory Post, and that's exactly the point that he's making, is that, you know, they can set up the drills, and then it only takes a few people from the top or from the outside or from the inside, however you want to look at it, to infiltrate it, make it go live, and then, you know, clamp down on the story, put out one story. And,
oh, yeah, they admit in 2008 they ran a drill there. No, I mean, we have the track coach and now a couple others saying they were announcing, be calm, it's just a drill, right before it happened. And then we go to the photos and the video, and there's the drill. I mean, it's just like standing room only of military, police, undercover people. And then you've got the supposed bombers walking by, and you've got guys talking in their thing about them, looking right at them, and the feds knew who they were and said, who are these guys? Can you help us? Not, here they are, we've been watching them, but who are they? We never heard of them, but here, and the Russians are like, we know they work for you. Get them out of our country. They're hanging out with your terrorist. I mean, this is so incredibly obvious. Anything else?
No, he's just trying to get that article to you.
No, absolutely, guys. Exactly. What I need is the link to another drill in 2008. No. What the globalists can't beat, thank you so much for the call, sir. God bless you, is all of you. Because you are the people organically finding all this. In fact, I don't want the credit for this. A, it's dangerous, but more importantly, B, you need to know the power you've got. Yeah, there it is. Marathon is dry run disaster. Wow, Boston Globe, 2008. Good job. Good job. That is true human intelligence. You on the ground. And what's our goal? Who do we serve? God and not country, but the Bill of Rights, Constitution, the idea our country was founded on. That's what animates America. And I mean, I'm a soldier for the Republic, and I'm a soldier for my family and decency and due process. And anybody that stands against that's an enemy. And that's why they staged this, was to get rid of your due process.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, if you just joined us, the big news here on this Sunday live broadcast, 5:06 Central, 6:06 Eastern, this would be 4:06 Mountain, 3:06 Pacific. If he's just joined us, these guys fit the classic MO, sent over to State Department run areas, trained by terrorists that openly work for our State Department to destabilize Russia in Chechnya and other areas. FBI was following them 5 years ago, an on-record event when the Russians complained about them as operatives to the State Department in 2011, 2.5 years ago. The whole MO of this situation stinks to high heaven. And here we have a Boston Globe article, Marathon is a dry run disaster drill. And we know they were running drills. We've caught them running the drill. They've tried to lie about the drill. The video and the photos show the drill. And again, drills are used as the cover story. And then you've got the guy climbing out of the boat, but he's trached 5 minutes later with a tracheotomy. Now they say he can't talk and he's sedated. And they're like, America's tough. We're together. We're going to give all our rights up and have troops on the streets. Yeah, that's freedom. We're going to be like North Korea. And anyone who isn't for it is a traitor. Papers, please. And every event, it's been run by the globalists. Every event, criminal elements in government corporations are funding and protecting radicals to do this, to radically transform America. What did Dick Cheney write in September 20th, 2000, in PNAC online? He said, we need a new Pearl Harbor event, roughly 3,000 killed. I don't know how he guessed it so perfectly, to be able to get America behind this empire. But it's a corporate empire. Even if we got the spoils, it would be immoral. But we pay for this and don't even get the spoils. Now I'm going to get into CISPA passing the House and internet censorship and all the other draconian things that are happening. But you saw a major city locked down under martial law, door to door. And it wasn't until that was lifted that a citizen went out and noticed that his tarp was off his boat. What a lazy person. Well, no, he's not a lazy person. He was ordered not to leave his house. In there watching television, being brainwashed in a giant trauma-based mind control program. Then he goes out and sees the tarp and the bloodstains. I mean, government just grandstanding, the security forces becoming the new superclass. They're not here to fight a real enemy. That enemy is funded by our own government. U.S. approves additional $123 million aid to Syria, Al-Qaeda, Al Jazeera. This goes on and on. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, I just calling in. Basically, the same reason the other guy called in. That was that article on Victory Post. It basically said there's a 2008 Boston Globe article, and it has some other articles in there he covers from ESPN.
Were running a drill that day and then lied about it and got caught. Absolutely. And they use the drill so that all the cops don't know when the real bomb comes in.
Exactly. And then they change their story.
Listen, if I had the crew, but all of you saw this, they were going to blame the right wing. Axelrod from the White House said it. That day they had the arrest. It was a right-winger. UT partiers did this. But then we exposed all the photos of the patsy and said, he's a patsy. Look at the feds watching him. And they had to withdraw that and move to the backup, the Chechen terrorist rebels they used to probably actually plan it, who they always end up using to begin with. Go ahead.
No, I totally agree. They use those drills like that. And basically, I was just telling you about that Victory Post article.
Well, hell, it must be getting a lot of hits because everybody's calling. The last two callers were telling me about it. Thank you. We have the Boston article that you're talking about of how they marathon is dry run disaster of terrorists bombing it. And I guess they've been running the drill every year, so they weren't too scared this year, were they, when the real thing happened? That's how they do it. Oh, this is just a simulation. Jim Jones would do that, simulate drinking the Kool-Aid hundreds of times. Finally, when they really drank it, they drank it. It had cyanide, whether it be grape or cherry. Thank you, Chris. Todd in Iowa, you're on the air. Then Mike and others. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, big fan, Alex. So I want to get this straight. We're deporting the guy that breaking news showed picking himself up off the ground and running away from the blast, the central spot that had the shredded pants that looked like a shredded backpack.
That's right. That's right. Have a secret meeting. Exactly. Have a secret meeting with the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia. It comes out about this. The first lady visits the guy. He runs off after the explosion. But we're not supposed to talk about him. And then six of his family reportedly are top Al-Qaeda. That's right. Just totally ignore that. Everything's fine. It's these two guys that they've done, you know, killed one and tracheotomied the other. Imagine if I got out of a boat. Hey, I'm innocent. Oh, really? 5 minutes later, you can't talk, buddy. We're cutting your larynx out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the original guy, I mean, I don't even know if those were pants, if that was part of a backpack. And besides that, he's running away from that, and he's getting shipped out of here to Saudi Arabia Tuesday. It takes you longer than that to apply for a permit to acquire a pistol, let alone buy a gun.
But see, buy this, and again, whoever this guy really is, when do you have the foreign minister show up in an emergency meeting with the president, Reuters reported? When do you have the first lady visiting this guy? I mean, this is off, and then we're not supposed to look at it. If I talk about it, or our Drudge Report talks about it, or anybody, we're evil. Let's not look at that. It's just incredible. Go ahead.
Tell you something else about you that people need to understand. I've heard you a number of times say, hey, look, I might be wrong. I don't care if I am wrong. You're a humble man. You're not out there preaching anything or telling everybody you're right, listen to me. You're always giving your crew, your help, everybody credit. You're a good guy. I love you, man. And you get,
well, I love you too, brother.
Keep it up.
Listen, I just love my family. I'm going to be honest. And if I want goodwill toward everybody and a good future. And listen, our government is foreign bank run, stealing $85 billion a month. They're getting rid of all of our freedoms and using these threats. And they're saying they got trained in Central Europe, Central Asia, into Eastern Europe. And I've got to give my rights up because of this. And the group they're saying that trained them, man, the mainstream articles here, is under State Department funding completely. And these guys were clearly CIA double agents. Did you guys print me the Debka File article about the Ming double agents? And you're like, well, what's that mean? It just means they were spies, folks, set up. Let's go to who's up next here, guys? Mike in New York. Thanks for holding her on the air. You got 2 minutes.
Hi, Alec. How are you?
I'm overwhelmed. I mean, history is happening. This false flag has its wheels coming off.
Yeah. I spoke to you a couple times in the last decade. CAFR. And you might remember I'm the Woodchuck Killer from New York.
Oh, yeah, you've called before, brother. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, number one, Aquarius. In your case, brilliant description. And in your case, super brilliant. But I want to clarify something that you've mentioned for the last 2 months. And I saw the news story the same day that you reported it. It's a number of veterans are committing suicide per day.
But nobody makes them human. Nobody points them out.
No. The facts. I want you to further research it. And here is my terms of research: the number of veterans that are killing themselves, suicide, which a tragic number, is about 320 a year, about 22 a month. Not 22 a day. I'm sorry to report this, but again, I give you the opportunity to research it again. It's been bothering me for a while here now.
Well, all I know is they report
22 a day. That would be one in every.
I'm not sure. I appreciate your call. I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at. I just go off the news own numbers. It's record suicides, 7 times any previous record, and more people committing suicide that are dying in combat. Again, they're reporting that there is a sleeper cell. They're reporting a sleeper cell connected to these guys. And so that's the reports I've been getting from my military sources. And I hope this isn't the case, is that this is only the beginning. Group linked to the brothers report FBI hunts 12-man sleeper cell.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I will go back to your calls in the final segment. Alex Jones here back live. But for the next 2 segments, I want to look at what's happening while we're busy watching this. A bill to totally gut our borders, North American Union. California has begun funding gun confiscation. That's the Huffington Post headline. California gun confiscation bill passes, approves $24 million to expedite illegal gun seizure. So you either give it in to them or you leave California. The gun confiscation is beginning, but they don't want your guns. You've also got Goslin or Gosnell trial witness. Baby aborted, survived, was swimming in toilet trying to get out, but the abortionist will be happy it didn't survive. Good news. That terrorist was taken out. But nobody will personalize this baby. The news will not cover it. There's a news blackout. I'm going to be covering that tomorrow on the weekday show in depth, that censorship. But they're using this terror event. I David Knight, one of our great reporters from InfoWars Nightly News, has come in to break down the CISPA bill that passed the House that, in the words of even CNET News, is Chinese or Russian-style censorship. Just unprecedented. We're going to be breaking that down in this segment and the next. But briefly, any points, David Knight, you want to make about now that it's... Because you heard me here Thursday and Friday. I said, I hope it's a lone guy. I wish it wouldn't have happened, but let's hope it's not the government, guys. Maybe it is real people. But then it turns out CIA connections, trained by somebody known CIA, protected, Russians saying, hey, get your agent out of our country. That's what they're saying in Russia. Our media spins it. They just ask questions about him, protected. Sure, they had a firefight. They knew they were being set up. I mean, this just always fits the same MO. And I wish, I mean, here, new Al Jazeera, $123 million to fund Al-Qaeda in Syria, our government.
Well, you know, there's the way 1984 starts out. It says it was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. You know, something just wasn't quite right. And we knew from the very beginning that something wasn't quite right with this. There were little things here and there that kept building. And it's actually in the first day we were hearing people say they had unprecedented security at the starting line and at the finishing line, and that it looked like they were having a drill. And even the police chief said they were paying special attention to the finish line and that sort of thing.
Well, he wouldn't lie. He went, well, there was something special, but I'm not going to say. Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff like that. And even as we look at the end story that they're giving us now, we're seeing stuff about the brother supposedly tweeting while he was on the run as a bomber. We see that he went to a party on Thursday night, you know, before they named him out as the prime suspects. And
no one believes it.
Right. He had the wrong color bag, you know, and now they're denying him his Miranda rights. You've got Lindsey
And they're saying they're getting ready to torture him.
Right.
And he's sedated.
Right. You got Lindsey Graham, as I walked in here. Lindsey Graham was on is either CNN or Fox. And he was on there saying that he needed to be an enemy combatant. In other words, they're going to give him the full Gitmo treatment. This is what Lindsey Graham and John McCain and those people, Carl Levin, that's what they want to do.
And folks, America is founded on the opposite. They say, well, we're getting tough. No, they do that so they can make this type of stuff up. When you let this happen, you lose your rights. Don't ever forget it. Well, remember, they tried to blame it on the Tea Party. Folks, you better watch your butt. All the manuals now say Tea Party, not Al-Qaeda.
That's right. That's right. And as we're looking at this, we've had the press from day one say this is going to be another September 11th. It's going to be a foundational
change. This will be the change.
Right. And we've already got something that's working on this as another Patriot Act, and that's CISPA. Aaron Schwartz, who died on January 13th of this year, hung in his jail. They said it was a suicide.
No, yeah, right.
I'm not convinced it was a suicide.
Oh, but they said. I mean,
right. Well, you know, he called it the Patriot Act for the Internet. And he got very involved as an activist in fighting SOPA and PIPA and also CISPA. And they stopped CISPA. They reintroduced it. Mike Rogers reintroduced it 1 month after Aaron Schwartz died. And it is worse than it was when he was fighting it.
Describe what it does. Because even mainline, even Google admits it's the end of freedom. I mean,
right. Well, it's also interesting what their justification is. I mean, you look at SOPA and PIPA, they were basically coming at it saying, we have to have all kinds of powers to take websites down immediately without any due process.
It's the defense contractor takeover of the web. Break down right, the money. Who's right. giving the money?
Well, the money is coming from, it's interesting because Mike Rogers' wife is a CEO, was former president and CEO of Aegis Defense.
And owns LLC, part of it still.
Right? And they just got a $10 billion contract.
Oh.
Right. And he's pushing on this. And the stuff that he is saying is absolutely incredible in defense of it. You know, saying things like, nobody objects to this except 14-year-olds who are tweeting from their basement.
Nobody objects because we're all mafia up here now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, yeah, yeah.
But it's also being outspent, the lobbyists in favor of it are outspent.
Well, notice that's what the bombing's being used for, is all this stuff happening. Open borders, gun control, getting rid of the free speech is all happening right now.
You've got supporters have spent $605 million versus $4 million people lobbying to oppose it. That's 140 times more money. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce alone spent $162 million for it. Now, why are they doing it? Well, for corporations, it protects them from any liability. Because what this is about, the way this works, is they do a very sneaky end run around the Fourth Amendment. The government doesn't come in and say, give up.
Explain that. The entire infrastructure, you sign a contract that you can't even read or know, or if not, Google still steals your data, and then they hand it to the government.
That's correct. And there were two interesting amendments that were not even allowed to be debated. One of them said the government cannot get information without first getting a search warrant. That's the Fourth Amendment. The U.S. House would not allow that to be debated. The Second Amendment said that corporations would be forced to abide by any legal agreements that they had made with end users. So if you go to Facebook or Twitter and they say, here's our privacy statement, if this passes, they don't have to abide by that privacy statement.
Unbelievable.
They don't have any legal liability.
So it's Facebook, that's a known globalist front, Bilderberg front, saying our users are dumb effers.
Yeah.
Now saying they're going to just take everything over. This is the corporations just absolutely in. Well, they've always said they're going to end the old free web and bring an internet too that's a police state.
That's right. It's kind of a corporate internet fascism where basically the government can say technically they're not getting the information because they don't need to get a search warrant because it's just being voluntarily turned over to them by these third-party corporations like Facebook, when Facebook is, all they have to do is, and they give them liability so that they don't get any kind of kickback from end users for doing that.
Liability protection.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like vaccine makers have that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, exactly. It's safe, but there's liability protection and we pay out billions a year, but that's classified.
And we already see, it's not a separate issue from this bombing thing, because we already saw a quote from Mike McCall from right here in Austin, Texas. He's head of the House Committee on Homeland Security. And he said, in the case of Boston, they were real bombs, adding that we need to arm ourselves against digital bombs that are on the way. Okay, so he's pushing for this.
And then our own government a few years ago launched Stuxnet and then used that as an excuse to try to pass it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're so dumb. Because of Stuxnet, we need to do this, and they launched it.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to this statement from Rogers. He said they were asking him if the NSA was going to be running this. And he said, well, the NSA is not authorized to monitor. This is not a surveillance bill. Then just a couple of sentences later, he says, we're agnostic on how the government would form an info-sharing regime. Some want DHS and some want others. Then two more sentences later, he says, and if you want the gold standard protection from cyber attacks, the NSA has to be in there at least somewhere. So he goes from denying that the NSA is there to saying he's agnostic on it to saying that the NSA has to be involved within about five.
And this is an admitted program from San Antonio to Salt Lake, Utah. They're building giant centers, admitting everything's already being spied on. They just want to be able to admit that it's now going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And notice Homeland Security says, yeah, your medical records are shared. Your IRS, everybody gets them now. Nixon was going to go to jail for that.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, we're keeping you safe from guys we funded.
Now they're doing it to everybody. Nixon just did it to one small group of political enemies. Now they're doing what Nixon did.
You're right. We'll be back with more. We'll break this down. This is historical.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live. We have the weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars News as well with David Knight, myself, Shikari Jackson, John Bound, and many others hosting, Darren McBrain and others. Find out more at prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Again, how do you destroy a free society? You stage or allow people to attack it. You hype it up to then radically change the character of the country. And now the new pastime is obsessing over terrorists. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, they had hundreds of real communist bombings. Patty Hearst was staged. That letter came out. She was FBI. But a lot of it was real. And now they're in the White House, the Weatherman. But back then, and I've read the memos that have been declassified since the 80s, they said, do not talk about this cop that got blown up. Do not talk about the bombing of this building or that building. It gives them attention. Don't talk about terrorism. See, if you're not the terrorist, you try to play it down. When you're the terrorist, you play it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing all this up. Mm-hmm. And while we're diverted with this, now there it is. DHS says gun owners are terrorists. Wow, look at that headline. I mean, this is getting absolutely crazy. You know, or even Fox News headline, the Christians are the terrorists. And then you read about these. Tell us about this defense contractor, because we have all these videos defense contractors shooting people on the side of the road for fun. But, oh, they don't want that on the news. They'll block that on YouTube. Tell us about the group that's lobbying to get rid of our First Amendment and our records. Let them be given to everybody.
Exactly. You're talking about corporations that are spending over $600 million to get CISPA through. And if
it's Which is taxpayer money they got before.
Exactly.
They want your info.
It's about the military-industrial complex, and they're giving that in because they know they're going to make a lot of money out of this. And if you look at the foreign wars and things that have happened, this Aegis Corporation, which the wife of the representative who's pushing this, Rogers, is really pushing CISPA. He's the one that reintroduced it a month after Aaron Schwartz
died. Why shouldn't she be able to have your medical records with no warrant? Why shouldn't she know what websites you visit? David, you're un-American. That's America right. is about some guy's wife being paid billions to see what underwear you buy.
That's right. They got a $10 billion contract with the government, with the State Department.
Freedom.
And she's all over this cybersecurity issue. And this corporation, we need to understand what its history is. This is Aegis Corporation is a corporation that went back to the Iraq War. They had more soldiers and personnel in Iraq than the British Army did. And Marcy Kaptur, who was on the House Committee, asked, she says, I want to know how Aegis, a foreign corporation, was given a contract where now we have the second largest force in Iraq, larger than the Brits, headed by someone named Tim Spicer. Tim Spicer has a very long history of getting involved in trying to overthrow African governments, running hundreds of tons, literally over 100 tons of weapons against a UN arms ban into an area of Africa. He was being financed by a guy that was wanted for fraud. They were trying to extradite.
What's wrong with him having instant access to everything I'm doing online? That sounds like freedom.
That's right.
I mean, you don't want terrorists to get us, do you? I mean,
that's right. And then you look at other things, too. Look at Mike McCall, who is head of the House Committee on Homeland Security.
He's fitting representative for Williamson County.
He is no longer, I should say John Kerry is no longer the wealthiest man in Congress. In 1 year, Mike McCall, as head of Homeland Security Committee, quadrupled his net worth from $75 million to $300
million. That's no big deal. There's nothing going on there.
Sure, it's just coincidental.
I mean, that's kind of like Feinstein going there with $1 million and now worth $150 million. I mean, everything's fine.
And as you were talking about earlier, all these different devices that were being sold to police departments all over the country about bombs, as if this was...
I've seen numbers of $15 million this city, $40 million that city, for robots for the bombs. And the feds are like, the bombs are about to happen, and it's the right-wingers. We're going to have to arrest them. I mean, it's just a bunch of crooks coming in, taking everything over.
Right.
I mean, it's elementary, and they've got to have a few bombings to do it. And don't worry, the Patsy climbs out of the boat. Minutes later, can't talk.
Well,
let us chop that larynx out, boy.
For the longest time, the military-industrial complex has been profiting from our endless wars since World War II.
And now they're militarizing America.
And now they're coming here because we're the new profit center. And in order to do this, they need a Patriot Act for the internet. They've already had their other patriots.
How do we beat this? We beat it last time when it came out. It was just the end of the Fourth Amendment, everything. How do we beat it now when they obviously staged this event to get it through?
There's a major protest scheduled for tomorrow from Anonymous. Is trying to organize a protest.
And by the way, Anonymous is hitting them hard. They're bringing out the inside job stuff, everything.
That's right.
They're hacking CBS News.
They're trying to get it trending on Twitter. A lot of people are pushing it on Facebook. Basically, what you need to do is use the internet to tell people how this stinks to the high heavens. Okay, this whole CISPA thing.
What's wrong with him getting $10 billion so his wife can read my mail?
Yeah, billion.
I think this guy, and I think Michael McCall should be able to read my mail.
It's billion. Yeah, make sure it's billion.
What's wrong with that?
People need to wake up and understand what this is. They need to understand
Wait a minute. What's wrong with people, private contractors, foreign corporations reading everything I do lifetime? That's freedom, buddy.
Sure. Sure. That's security. It's safety.
Yeah.
This is what Aaron Schwartz said about a year ago before he died.
They dealt with him. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Hung in his jail cell.
He said SOPA was exclusively about giving government the power to censor the internet, but CISPA has the same kind of censorship provisions, but is also more like a Patriot Act for the internet. Now, you got to understand, this guy, they say he committed suicide because he was facing 35 years in jail.
I'm sure if they get me in jail, I will. I never would, but if they do, they kill me, folks.
Well, exactly. He's not the kind of guy.
They murdered him.
He was taking this stuff on. He was not afraid of this kind of stuff. Furthermore,
he was a leader.
As he got, as the attorney, the U.S. attorney that prosecuted him, her name is Carmen Ortiz, as she was getting criticism, her husband tweeted that she had offered him a 6-month deal and he turned it down. Now, why would he go from turning down a six-month plea bargain?
All he did was release MIT information paid for by taxpayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they said here, as they're talking about it, they said state prosecutors, this is from CNET, state prosecutors who investigated the late Aaron Swartz had planned to let him off with a stern warning, but federal prosecutor Carmen Ortiz took over and chose to make an example out of the internet activist. Now, she was also in this press conference that they've got going on about the bombing, because she's a U.S. attorney.
Oh, yeah. Nice person.
She'll be involved in this trial.
What's wrong with her reading your mail?
Yeah, exactly.
She'll show you.
What she did was she gave him 13 felony accounts. And the point is that if Schwartz...
Well, she taught him, listen, you let them run you everything, and you let them spy on you, because that's freedom to keep us safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They came.
Of course, they don't want us reporting that the U.S. government funds the terrorist group that supposedly trained the Boston bombers and had a drill to make everybody stand down. Let's just ignore all that. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they are announcing in Congress they're getting ready to take the pension funds. And public, the way to keep your pension funds is to lay down. Do what the government says, and they won't devalue the dollar or take your pension funds. And the good part about it is all you cowards that love this system, it's going to burn you down. So love it. And all you sellouts to it, you're going to get hung out to dry by your masters as well. History is replete with examples. Man, I tell you, what a group. What a group of trash.
Yeah, yeah. And you keep seeing the same actors in this stuff all over again. I mean, it's just like Eric Holder, for example. I mean, he's been involved in every one of these big deals, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing all the way going back to Waco. You know, it's when
he's a good person.
Brought in. Right, right. Fast and Furious.
I mean, so they had weekly meetings with the family about the boys, but they put photos and video out saying we don't know who they are, so the public could play along like we were part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, these guys probably had cement shoes a month ago. Who knows who the lookalike guy is they've got traked? I mean, they cut his larynx out on TV. You won't be talking, Mac.
But we really need to watch CISPA. That's the next thing coming up, and people need to get as much in their face about it as they did about
it. Yeah, so it passed the House. Now it goes on to the criminals in the Senate.
That's right. And here's the thing. Okay, a lot of people wrote their congressmen about the Second Amendment. A lot of people who listen to us. Those people need to be just as concerned about a Patriot Act for the Internet, and they need to write their senators and say, you know what? I'm not going to fall for this left-right paradigm, because right now a lot of the people who are...
The left is still.
...are on the left, right? I mean, you had the guy who offered the amendment, Grayson, is very, very much a lefty.
Look, here's the deal. They're already spying on everything. They want to use it. And they want to be able to release fake stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's you need to not fall into this left-right paradigm. You need to be just as upset about your civil liberties, about the Fourth Amendment being stolen, as you were about the Second Amendment being stolen. You need to go in and talk to your... contact the senators, because there's a better chance of defeating it in the Democrat Senate than we had in the House.
And by the way, this is happening now. Can you come back on tomorrow?
Sure. We'll do it.
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. David Knight, InfoWars Nightly News reporter and analyst here on the radio. I know you only covered the tip of the iceberg. Let's cover it all. And how dare you say it's wrong to sit there on the side of the highway and shoot up families for fun? What are you, anti-American? Those are just bullet targets. But, the children in Boston we have to feel sorry for. Hit it. Oh, yeah.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You got a bunch of foreign corporate special interests that want to raise taxes on us and run our lives and get around the Bill of Rights and Constitution to dominate us. They've got a lot of excuses to get that job done. But the big story coming out, the White House is covering up Saudi Arabian connections to terrorist groups. I don't know if that means this individual is a terrorist, but there is a cover-up. And that's just standard for some staged event where they have a drill to make the local police not know what's going on. And they always do this and then have a bunch of groups there. And then who knows who really did the bombing. But honeybees kill 230-something people a year, and terrorism kills maybe a couple dozen in this country, maybe on average. So why is it so hyped? That's the psychological false flag. Marcus, Gary, Ron, Joshua, and Joe, I'm going to get to you. That's all we have time for before the transmission ends. Marcus in Texas, what's wrong with foreign defense contractors reading your mail without warrants? Isn't that the American way? Go ahead.
Well, Alex, it stinks to high heaven.
Well, that sounds like Al-Qaeda talk.
My main reason to call in is to apologize to you and David. I had originally called in the other day because I wanted to make a comment about how much Joe Knight looked like Walter, Jeff Dunham's puppet. But anyhow, I said on your show that I was a little bit of a doubter, and I kind of thought it was healthy to doubt things a little. But now, after I heard that terrorist number one mother say that the government had been monitoring him, knew about him, and then I hear the things that I'm hearing today, I just can't doubt. I mean,
No. They'd visited her. She'd been upset that they were double agents. I mean, that's now confirmed. The terrorist group, the 12-member cell, is funded by the State Department to blow up Russians. This is a State Department terrorist, period.
Alex, waking up is hard. It is, because, you know, we're convinced, and well, I was born in 1952 in the United States of America, a very good, very wonderful country.
Well, the reason it was so much better then is you couldn't find many immoral people in government. Now you can find a lot of them.
Well, I just heard on RT last night, somebody said that, and you know, a trusted source, that America was now number one, the most corrupt nation on the planet, and that anything the government tells you is most likely a lie.
But it's not just America. America was open and free, so it got infiltrated by all these special interests. That's why we're in so much trouble. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Marcus, and no need to apologize, man. Let me tell you, I bust my brain trying to say this in an inside job. The last thing I want is to go up against these killers. I want things to turn around. I don't want to believe this. There are literally, no exaggeration, because I've watched them and did reports on them and had our YouTube censored over it, hundreds of contractor videos where they just sit off the side of a Baghdad highway and shoot up a minivan, and little kids get out and they shoot them and they fall down, and a bunch of them are British troops, and they laugh, and then they blow up some guy's dog and shoot him in the head and laugh, and then run over a family's car and then rape their daughter and then blow their heads off. And you'll never see that on the news, though. And I'm like, they're going to bring these troops back here to America? And it's not mainly our troops. Our troops aren't the ones doing it. It's the mercenaries. They take all the killers and they make them mercenaries. I mean, you could type in troops kill civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's the craziest stuff you've ever seen. I mean, they put Elvis music to it, and it shows families just being shot for no reason, and the guys all high-fiving, and they'll find, like, dogs and torture them to death on video. And, I mean, it's just like, man, I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. I mean, torturing children to death, you name it. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the devil has just been turned loose. Gary in Washington, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Well, first of all, Alex, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, sir. Welcome.
I saw you on Opie and Anthony. That was great. You need your own comedy show. You're really funny. First of all, I told your guys I had some intel. Just so you can pull up on the screen on CNN, YouTube, mechanic saw suspect after bomb attack. This is the guy who saw Jahar on Tuesday, and he looked nervous and drugged up. You remember that?
I don't, but let's pull it up. A mechanic saw Jahar?
Mechanic saw suspect after bomb attack. This guy is named Gilbert Jr. He's the owner of Jr. Auto Body. I got in contact with him after I heard this, and I wanted to hear more about this, about his drug habits. And he said he knew he was a drug addict, or not a drug addict, he used drugs like normal kids did in the neighborhood, smoked marijuana. And he heard that through the grapevine. But I asked him, did this kid look, you know, possibly, you know, a lot of adrenaline going through him? Or he said he looked like he was on ecstasy, possibly.
The issue is that it came out on the Mumbai attacks that it was CIA, and they'd been on PCP and had injectors of LSD. And that's what they I found the article you mentioned for radio listeners, and that's exactly what they do. Go ahead.
I have his number I can give you guys to do an interview with him, but he said his customer lives in the same building as Jahar. And remember, he saw him on Tuesday, the day after the bombing, trying to pick the car up. So his customer, who lives in the same building as Jahar, said he saw him smoking a joint on his porch Wednesday
night. Well, that's why the father says that they've been kicked out of their country because they're not Muslim enough. These guys are playboy, rock and roll, fist fights, drugs. I haven't even gotten to that. I mean, he was still at school the day before he got reportedly shot.
the timeline is wrong. I mean, why would you go home and smoke pot? I mean, so what I'm finding, what I'm curious is why was he smoking pot Wednesday night at his home when he was acting all nervous Tuesday?
Well, look, they've got a bunch of cutouts they've used as intelligence operatives. When you see these CIA ads on TV going, any of you could be an agent or an asset, call, they're just getting a list of people to set up, basically.
But I'm sorry, I have a number for you guys. You guys can call him. I track
all right, we're going to put you on hold. Chris, I want you to call him right now and get him on tomorrow. So thank you, sir. We're going to put him on there. And again, I don't say this like it's some big thing to impress you. It's like saying I had family that worked for Frito-Lay or I had family that worked for Coca-Cola. It's such a big operation. Millions of people work for it. But I've gone to family reunions where it's like police, military. It's like East Texas, folks. That's all you do there unless you're white trash. Police, military, CIA, defense intelligence. And they're just like, don't ever get involved with the government. They're running drugs and murdering everybody. I'm glad I'm out. I mean, that's all I was ever taught growing up, is the government is the most evil thing you can imagine. Because it's the worst people got control of the CIA because it's above the law. And the stuff, I mean, it's like, I'm not going to tell you, but let's say I made up a story about them running drugs and little kids, you know. I mean, you know, or let me tell you, they run the drugs. You know, I mean, that's basically it. And you've got this naive public that has no idea what's going on. No conceivable idea. So lemming-like. We got the number. I want you to call and get that because he's in the news. I saw the article. Ron in Florida. Good job, guys. Ron in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
All week, and you were right on. You predicted exactly what was going to happen. And even your throwaway comment about gunpowder in the pressure cooker, and then they're going to ban it, and then this article about black powder.
They've introduced the bill. They've introduced the bill. Yep.
I thought we could use muskets. Let me tell you something. I've been studying Obama for 5 years. I wrote a book. I have a chapter called The False Flags of Obama's Republic. I mean, he's a living, breathing false flag. And I hate to tell you, but there's more than one New World Order. The Muslims have their own New World Order. It's called the Caliphate.
No, they've said that, and the globalists are funding that. No, I know.
I know, but the thing is, there's only going to be one at the end. They're going to be dhimmis. These guys, all these rich people, are going to wind up being dhimmis if they think they're going to be sheiks. They've got something else.
No, it's true. The globalists are going to use radicalism to take out Christians first. I mean, it's so diabolical. I mean, our government runs all the radical Muslims on record.
And the thing is, Obama is the Muslim Brotherhood. He's a Muslim Brotherhood operative. And people are scratching their head, gee, why is he so friendly with the Muslim Brotherhood? Duh.
No, it's a total setup. British intelligence created it. Hitler took it over. CIA got it at 1946 when it got founded in 47. Joshua, North Carolina, real fast. Go ahead, brother.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm living in the Twilight Zone, man.
I understand. First, I'd like to say that you've been a very influential person in my life for 15 years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Real quick, I remember a article or a news show a couple years back when they were talking about the scanner version of security at airports versus like the profiling version. And they said, well, one thing that we could have one day would possibly be like a white Caucasian Chechen terrorist. And they said that on TV.
No, I remember. It's all been branding for 5 years towards white Al-Qaeda, which they're going to link to the Tea Party. You're like, well, that doesn't make sense because you're a Tea Partier. You know that's not true, but they don't care. They've got the dumbed-down Family Guy audience that will buy anything. Back live 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. The big news is the supposed Saudi is connected to terrorists. We'll see. We'll break all that down tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Great job, crew.